Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Your home for the 804 broadcast game of the week tonight, the Thursday night walkthrough with Gary and Gary as they prepare for that big-time 804 broadcast game of the week, Verina at Hermitage. We are proud to be home for all things college football in the state of Virginia. We hit that up with University Drive. We'll talk a little JMU, ODU, Virginia Tech, UVA, Liberty, and others. And we are Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can now hear every single game on 910 AM, 105.1 FM throughout the rest of the season. They're back on their home at 910 The Fan following the conclusion of the Flying Squirrels baseball season. So week three of the NFL season begins tonight. It's the Bills against the Miami Dolphins, right? Buffalo against Miami. And these two teams are kind of moving in the exact opposite direction right now. So that tells me that it feels like it's going to be a Buffalo blowout. They're at home. It is an 11.5-point spread. Is anybody risky enough to bet on the Miami Dolphins? I've got a friend who just told me he placed a plus $600 bet on Miami. Yes, plus $600 on Miami money line. It's risky, but man, would that be a big reward. I'm not willing to do it, but I can say wacky things always happen on Thursdays. I'm not going to back Miami, but they may be the most desperate team in the NFL to get a win. We'll go through every 0-2 team to pick who could still make the playoffs. It includes the Kansas City Chiefs. Historically, only 13% of 0-2 teams have made the playoffs in the past 25 years. On Thursday Night Football, they've got their crew on Amazon Prime that includes Richard Sherman, who was on the Legion of Boom, coached by Pete Carroll, and defense coordinator Dan Quinn. And he just wrote four players that were the best that he played with, and the number one on that list was Bobby Wagner. A big reason Washington bounced back from the three-game losing streak last year, Bobby Wagner's leadership. A big reason for them to bounce back and defeat the Raiders, I think, would be Bobby Wagner's leadership. We'll go around the NFL today on NFL Hits. Dive into the Commanders on the Richmond Commander, but you know how we like to start the show, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports app, around the sports world, when we open up that sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
So one of these 0-2 teams desperate for a win, trying to avoid the even worse dreaded 0-3 start, are the Chicago Bears, who are at home Soldier Field taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN thinks everybody needs to slow down and take a breath on Caleb Williams, QB1 in Chicago. Let's take a listen.
I need everybody to take a breath on Caleb Williams. Can we just give the young November?
No.
Yes. We got to give him till November till we can actually evaluate, is it going to work or signs of it working with him and Ben Johnson in Chicago? Because everyone, every week, it's like Caleb Williams, is he? It's the second week of the season in a new offense. And everyone's deciding right now if he's going to be the player that everyone wants him to be. And it's like no one hears. It's going to take time. It's going to take time.
I don't understand what Dan Orlovsky wants. Nobody in the NFL gave Dan Orlovsky time to develop. He was in and out of the league in 8 years playing for like five different franchises and only got like three career starts. So it's kind of funny that he's the one saying, calm down, let's give Caleb Williams till November to what? His team is 0-5 and another head coach in Chicago is on the hot seat. To me, it comes down to the mistakes, all right? He's given up six sacks in the season and an interception. He needs to clean those things up. The completion percentage, I do believe, will rise as he takes less shots downfield, all right? But this is a guy that can do great things in the National Football League. I truly believe that. He was spectacular at college, won the Heisman Trophy for a reason. He's got the right coach in place here. Now, I will say, they played two difficult opponents week one and week two, Minnesota and the Detroit Lions. They should have won that Minnesota game. He was awful against Detroit week two as they had their coming out party. This is a big matchup for Caleb and the Bears taking on the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. And I hate the tush push. You know who else does? The Mad Dog, one of the greatest radio hosts of all time. Let's take a listen to this rant.
I hate the play. I wish it almost got turned down this year. I can't stand the play.
Of course you do.
That's a rugby play. I hate that play. I can't stand it. It's not football. Push with a big quarterback. Oh, that play drives me crazy.
Are you serious?
I hate the play. I hate the play. I've said it forever. I hate the play. You never saw Brady do that. Nobody was better on
yes,
fourth.
Yes, you did see Brady do it.
He was great on fourth and one. He
not
never did a
tush push. Oh, my
tush
God.
Tush push. Nobody pushed his fanny to get the first down. Flat out loud. That's ridiculous.
Man, no,
the play stinks.
Push,
I can't stand the play.
Push.
It is a terrible play. I just hate that it had to be a Super Bowl rematch for it to now pick up steam. We should have gotten rid of this in the offseason when we had an opportunity. I want to know who the pathetic owners were in the National Football League that decided to keep this crap rugby play. It's stupid, and it's going to lead to the Eagles having more and more success on third and fourth and short. It's not a real football play. Ian Rappaport provided the latest from his sources on the health of Washington's quarterback one, Jaden Daniels. Let's take a listen.
For Jaden Daniels, very fair to say there is an open question as far as whether or not he is going to be able to start on Sunday. My feel, guys, based on talking to sources involved in this situation, is that the team will err on the side of caution. If there is any doubt at all in Jaden Daniels, who is battling a knee sprain, you saw it right there, had an MRI after the game, got checked out again. If there is any doubt in the world, if Jaden Daniels is not 100%, do not expect him to play. It is a long season. This is a team that does figure to be in the hunt, figure to be there at the end. They want to make sure their young star quarterback is healthy for as long as possible. Do not want to put him at risk. And just to give you a little more inkling as far why I think this, Marcus Mariota talked to the media today. Jaden Daniels did not. Generally, the starter talks on Wednesday. Not saying that is the only reason. Jaden Daniels also didn't practice today. May not practice tomorrow. It's all seeming to add up for the Commanders.
All right, so that's why 100% you trust the local guys and not the national guys. Ian Rappaport just walked back his tweet from yesterday in which he said Jaden will not practice until Friday at the earliest. That's not correct. We all heard from Dan Quinn. He wasn't going to practice Wednesday, and then Dan Quinn will not speak to the media again until Friday after practice. There's a chance Jaden practices today, and I'm still staying positive. I had somebody ask me today on Twitter, at AWOD Radio, percent chance Jaden starts Sunday. I'm at about 65% right now. 35% tells me it's Marcus Mariota. 65% Jaden will get the start Sunday against the Vegas Raiders. But the big story in the nation's capital yesterday was the Commanders are officially returning to D.C., the stadium at the site of RFK, as the D.C. Council did approve the $3.7 billion deal. It was voted on Wednesday. This was a big deal. 11-2, it got passed, it got approved for a $3.7 billion stadium at the team's old site of RFK. So they're returning to D.C. It was the final vote that they needed. And what's great also is that part of this deal is for them to build an entertainment district right outside of the stadium. You know, I just think back to my trip to Titletown in Lambeau and how cool of a pregame destination they have there. It may not feel like normal tailgating with a bunch of cars and people bringing their own brats, you know, hot dogs and beer, but it's still a very nice entertainment district. It reminds me of Philly also with their NBC Sports Zone. It's the new age way to tailgate. Is unfortunately, you're not bringing your own beer. You're going into a bar and paying for beer, but it's still a great gathering point for fans right across from the stadium. Let's go over to college football on the sports app. So I told you guys that I would say the Heisman favorite at the start of the season was Cade Klubnik out of Clemson. 3 weeks into the season now, I am looking at Carson Beck out of Miami, but I'm certainly keeping my eye on the quarterback out of Oklahoma and his incredible start to the season. Let's take a listen to Jordan Rodgers here, who his Heisman favorite is so far.
Boy, Mateer's my Heisman favorite right now. He has been a baller. Nobody throws with more swagger, more anticipation, more confidence. He's throwing it sidearm, submarine at times, but he has been unbelievable, especially running the football. He accounted for 84% of Oklahoma's total yards against Michigan. He ran the football 19 times. He's been electric on the ground and through the air. He's the guy to beat right now in the Heisman.
Oklahoma takes on Auburn. That's going to be an awesome top 25 matchup. That will be Saturday at 3:30 p.m. We'll find out if Mateer is the real deal. I just love the way he has thrown with accuracy and anticipation. He gets rid of that ball quick, and it's so confident when he throws it. So that certainly will be something to keep an eye on this weekend. We'll go through some of the best college football games today that will be taking place this weekend on University Drive. Clemson off to a slow start to this season. Dabo Swinney was talking to the media, and he emphasized, look, I've been here long enough to know. We've had slow starts before. We end up winning 9 or 10 games every single year. He's not worried. Here's Marcus Spears with his take on Clemson.
Your feelings. Everybody knows Dabo accolades. They know the success he's had at Clemson. And what does every team you've ever been on, what the coach say? This game is about what have you done for me lately, right? So we got the right to criticize when you're not doing well. You wanted to right now. And a part of this, and you always got to bring this into the narrative with Dabo, is that he doesn't want to be a part of this new thing that's happening in college football. So anytime he doesn't have success,
he's reluctantly and begrudgingly joining the fray.
He got to take the media is going to insinuate, maybe not say directly, but they're going to insinuate that you're not doing the same things as these programs that are having success in this new era. So I get it, man. And look, Dabo has the right to have his accolades. I think he's a phenomenal football coach.
Yeah.
He's done a tremendous job at Clemson. We didn't talk about Clemson before Dabo Swinney got
there.
That's
right. Right.
Recruited great players, quarterbacks, Trevor and Deshaun.
The environment is fabulous.
Yeah, environment won championships.
The university's immaculate.
Nothing to take away from it. But you know what the reality is? While we sit here in September 2025, you 1-2.
Yeah.
And there were expectations for you to be a top 12 team and get into the playoffs. Now, that's not over because you only lost 2 games. Mm-hmm. But when you start bringing up all that old stuff, Stephen A.
Yeah.
Look, there are 1-2. That is the truth. That is the reality as we sit here today, September 18th. I expect them to blow out Syracuse this weekend, probably rip off 7 straight wins, and then face off against South Carolina at the end of the season, which could determine if they actually are a college football playoff team. They're sitting at the bottom of the ACC. I get it, right? They're the flagship program of the conference. But we need to be giving Georgia Tech more credit for the way they have turned around that program, for the way that Haynes King led them to victory last week with his terrific performance against Clemson. The Yellow Jackets deserve credit instead of just bringing Dabo down for his team's 1-2 start with losses to LSU and Georgia Tech by a combined 10 points. The Clemson Tigers will be all right. I expect them to start a massive win streak this weekend. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is.
and with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Hanging out on the patio today as it is terrific patio weather. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. One of the best places in town for entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights. Tomorrow it is the Grumpy Old Men putting on a show here starting late night here, 10 p.m. at River City Roll. It's going to be fantastic. You can enjoy a bite to eat from the full service kitchen until 10, and then the late night menu after that. The pizza's banging. Always come down to River City Roll. Tell them AWOD sent you. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Michael Phillips. Let's do a little Commanders crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, happy Football Thursday to you. Getting ready for week 3 of the NFL season.
Yeah, man, porch beer on a nice day. That's like a top 5 beer right there. That hits right.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about that. You know, that's always a good topic to bring up, the top 5 beers. I mean, first one that comes to mind to me is that Thursday of the NCAA tournament. A Super Bowl Sunday beer probably in the top 5 as well. I mean, we could spend a whole segment talking about this.
I'd hit you with my one seed real quick, though. You just, you know, when you mow the lawn, when you're a homeowner, when you mow the lawn, you get a beer, you sit down out there, and you just look at the freshly mowed lawn. That's a top 5 beer.
It's like, look at my sculpture. Look what I just designed.
Right.
Amazing. Michael with us here for a little Commanders crosstalk. So first question I'll ask you, I'm going to ask the audience today, 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander, 833-804-0910. From what you've seen 2 weeks into the NFL season, can the 2025 Washington Commanders win a game against Vegas with Marcus Mariota as the starting quarterback?
Yes, absolutely. And more importantly than my opinion, which is yes, I think they need to figure it out, because this is, you know, last year they could win a game with Marcus Mariota and they made a deep run in the playoffs. You need to figure out the core of this team. Are they better than they were last year? Are they the same than they were last year? Or this is a team that just got a little bit older and a little bit worse and a little bit less resilient. Those are the things we need to figure out. And I think Sunday's a great opportunity to find it out in a game that you should absolutely be able to win on paper without Jaden Daniels.
I have not seen it. Unfortunately, I don't think I can say, yes, this team can win with Marcus Mariota from what I've seen so far. Yes, last season it worked. There were different guys back there. We, in fact, don't have running back one or running back two anymore from last season. Brian Robinson Jr. gone in a trade. Eckler now lost for the season. I can't say yes from what I've seen, but you're right. This is a perfect chance, maybe the best chance to find out. I just, honestly, I don't want to find out. I'm hoping to never find out because I'm hoping Jaden Daniels will play.
Yeah, I think you got some recency bias here. Look, it didn't go well in Green Bay. We all saw that. But I remind you, 2 weeks ago, this defense held the New York Giants to zero touchdowns in a football game. Those same guys are going to suit up this weekend for Washington. It's the same group. By the way, the Giants hung 40 spot or whatever on Dallas. It's not, you know, that wasn't, the Raiders are arguably worse than the Giants. I think they've had one good game and one bad game. I think to say, oh, this group can't win without Jaden Daniels, oh, it's just the Jaden show, I think that neglects a really strong week one defensive performance that carried this team to victory. Jaden didn't win the game in week one. Jaden wasn't the reason they beat the Giants in week one. The defense was. That defense is still going to suit up this week for the Washington Commanders, and I think you got to put a little faith in them.
No, it's a good point right there. And another reason to think that Washington can win with Mariota is that they trust him. Like, I can't say, yes, I've seen enough. They can. They've been there with him for more than a year. They were with him the entire offseason. They wanted him to come back. Not just the players on the field. The front office wanted Mariota for another season. They knew that in case of emergency, we could break glass, get Marcus in there, and probably win a game. So the fact that they trust him gives me more confidence. I just personally can't say yes from what I've seen 2 weeks into the season. If they're going to win, the entire team needs to play better, offense, defense, but certainly special teams. I'm looking at kicker Matt Gay. Can you give us your thoughts on the RFK Stadium site of 2030 becoming a reality yesterday?
I think it's cool. I think everybody's getting fun. I think it's a showpiece stadium in the middle of D.C. You know, if you focus on how the sausage got made, you're going to miss a bite of that delicious sausage. It was a mess yesterday, and it was a disaster to the final second, as it is when you deal with the D.C. government, but it got done. It got across the finish line. I think everybody's just excited to experience this, to get back to a true urban environment, and to get this here. Josh Harris called it their spiritual home. I love that phrase. They won Super Bowls there. They had great memories there. Hopefully Jaden Daniels is the first starting quarterback in 2030 at the new stadium.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard for me to get super excited for something that's 4 or 5 years down the road with 2030, but I can get excited for some reason for the future after that, right? So I can't get excited for something that's 4 years from now, but for some reason, I get excited for the thought of, oh, 2031, they could host the Women's World Cup. 2032, they could host the Super Bowl. 2033, it could be the Men's Club World Cup. I am starting to get very excited for the future of hosting major events in the nation's capital after so many missed opportunities with awful FedEx Field.
And the first ever Super Bowl in D.C. I love it. Bud Light Big Game Week. We don't even have to leave our beds. We just commute back and sleep at night. It'll be fantastic. I'm fired up for that. I can't say, like, the soccer is, like, the Women's World Cup is the biggest thing on my radar. I know they'll have tons of big events there. It'll be a lot of fun, a lot of big college football games. I bet Virginia Tech gets up there pretty quickly to play a game in that new stadium. But I think Super Bowl in D.C., I think people sleep on D.C. as an event town. You know, they throw inaugurations up there. They throw big, you know, big deal events. They'll be able to handle it. I think at the draft next year, not next year, but the next 27. I think at the 27 draft, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, this place is a good event town. It's going to be banging.
Absolutely. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Just had a member of the AWOD Army stop by and say hello. We got Michael Phillips with us here on the hotline. We got MP. Let's ask him for the MIPS, the most important players for Washington to get the win. Can you name three? Three guys that need to step up for Washington to win at home against Vegas.
Well,
I completely agree with you in mentioning Matt Gay, right? You can't miss field goals from 50-plus and expect to win. Those are points, and they create good field position as well for the other team when you miss a field goal from that long. Got to have faith in your kicker to make it from there. You need to move on. That's a big moment for him to validate the team's faith in him and the big contract that he received. On defense, I'd love for Marshawn Lattimore to stop getting penalties. It doesn't feel like a monster ask. Like, I'm not asking him to, like, intercept three passes on Sunday. I would love for him to not get multiple penalties in a game. It feels reasonable. I don't know if it is or not, but that is my request to Marshawn Lattimore. I wish him the best of luck in that quest this weekend. And then all eyes on the right side of the offensive line, man. Josh Connerly going up. You got to assume going up against Max Crosby early and often. John Bates probably over there helping him out. Big moment for the rookie, learning, growing, taking on a tough NFL assignment for the third consecutive week. Can he turn in a better performance than he did in the first two?
Yeah, that's a great point right there with those three. Spotlight will be on Lattimore for sure after last week, and definitely Josh Connerly. You know, Dan Quinn seemed to really still have a lot of confidence in the rookie because of what he saw week one in the rushing attack. I didn't see what he saw. What did you see from Josh Connerly week one?
He wasn't as bad as he was week two. I agree with that. I think he's got some growing to do, and I think this is the perfect time to do it in an environment where you're going to get help. They'll have McNichols or Bates helping him out on every play. They're not asking him to go one-on-one against Crosby. That's ridiculous. But I think also, let's look at Allegretti right next to him as well. You know, that's a team. That's a group on the right side of the line. That communication is going to need to be refined. They've got the extra rest, right? They played Thursday. They rest. They get back on the practice field this week. I think offensive line communication is going to be a big point of emphasis for these guys.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, the new sports radio, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear the game this Sunday, Washington at home taking on the Vegas Raiders. 3 hours before the game, 3 hours after the game, the full Commanders radio broadcast will be heard right here in Richmond on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. We're broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, and joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it is our buddy Commanders reporter David Harrison. What's going on, David?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Well, it's good. We'll start with the vibe check on Jaden Daniels. Percentage chance you think he plays Sunday?
Percentage chance I think he plays Sunday? 5%. I don't think he's going to play Sunday. I mean, I would almost say zero, but, you know, never say never, and all those things. Also, never underestimate the power of a coach playing games with his opponent before they come into the game, you know. But I don't think he's playing. I think I'm full tilt ahead. I actually got a little bit of a criticism on YouTube today because I did an episode yesterday basically just talking about Marcus as a quarterback of the offense when it hasn't been decided yet. But that's just where I am with it.
Can they win with Marcus Mariota at quarterback one?
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely, they can win with Marcus Mariota, and, you know, a lot of that has to do with Marcus and his understanding of the scheme and his proven performance in the past with this scheme and with Cliff Kingsbury. And part of that also has to do with some of the things that the Raiders aren't doing so well, you know, right now. They're not defending perimeter runs, and some of that is quarterbacks. And Marcus obviously is not to the level of a perimeter runner or a threat as Jaden, obviously, but he's still a threat and can still do some of those things. I mean, you know, is he less of a threat than the two opponents that the Raiders have already faced at quarterback as a runner? I don't think so. So I think that, you know, that certainly still applies to this game even without Jaden. And I think that this offensive line and this offense in general is looking to do some good things up the middle this week and kind of reestablish themselves and refocus themselves. And that gives them the opportunity to potentially do better up the middle than some of these other opponents have as well. So I think, if, you know, those things combined, and then, of course, you know, being at home certainly helps. I think, yeah, absolutely. There's no reason the Commanders can't beat the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm hoping they can certainly get the win, whoever is at quarterback. I just obviously have more faith in Jaden Daniels to get it done. But you bring up a good point there. Like, they will run a similar offense with Mariota because of his ability to run. We saw that so much when he was with the Atlanta Falcons and in opportunities last year. He had 11 carries in the game that he played pretty much the whole game against the Carolina Panthers after Jaden went down early, and then 5 carries against the Cowboys when he played in the second half of that one. So, I mean, I would probably expect like 8 to 10 carries from Mariota. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I think that that's just kind of the natural course of this game. You know, I don't know how many of those will be designed. I think the biggest difference, if we want to get into the weeds of it, between, you know, Cliff and how he runs the scheme with Jaden versus Marcus, is I think with Marcus, you'll get fewer read options just because he isn't as much of a threat from the read option. But I think, you know, that this week in a short window, I think it actually kind of benefits the Commanders because as an offensive lineman, you know, the read option provides some complications a little bit. You have to make your initial block, but then you don't know what's happening behind you. You don't know if the running back got the ball, if the quarterback got the ball. And so you kind of have to read the defense and react off of what they're doing based off of what happened at the mesh point. Whereas a straight-up run play, you know, like if you're Tyler Biadasz, you know I got to kick that right defensive tackle out, and then I'm going to pass him off to Brandon, and I'm going to get up to the second level, hit that linebacker, like just because that's the design of the run. And I don't have to worry about, you know, is the quarterback going to keep it? Is the running back going to, you know, get it? And I can just do my job. And so in a short window, right, like I'm not saying that Marcus is a better quarterback for this offense because of that overall, but I think in a short window it can actually provide a little bit of a boost in that atmosphere.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You have confidence in Marcus. The team has a lot of confidence in Marcus. That gets me excited. One of my biggest concerns is that he missed all of preseason, and Dan Quinn talked about it was after the Ravens game that they felt like, all right, we're seeing the old Marcus again. What do you know about the injury he was dealing with? Because it doesn't seem like it was anything from last year. Was this something that happened in the offseason? Do you know any more details about his previous injury?
Yeah, it was a lower leg injury. I think it just came up during training camp, you know, and maybe a pull or a strain. You know, I don't know, like, the official medical diagnosis, but obviously it's one of those things. Quarterbacks need their legs, you know, even if you're not a running quarterback, you drive power through your legs for your throws, and so you need to be able to be confident on your legs. And so it's giving him the time. But, you know, DQ also said at one point during training camp in the preseason that these games were live, Marcus would be out there, right? Like, this was purely a, we don't need him to aggravate it, you know, we can be extra careful because it's preseason, because it's training camp. And, you know, the bank reps that Marcus got last year are going to be valuable. The experience that he already has just being a veteran quarterback are going to be valuable. And that's why I think that, you know, just combined confidence in him, like you said, from the media who are around here, you know, every day, and from the teammates and from the coaches. Look, you know, you go in that locker room yesterday. I've been in locker rooms where a team didn't have their starting quarterback. I was in a locker room, I was around a roster, I should say, during a training camp where a team didn't have their starting quarterback, and you could feel the difference. Like, it was just training camp, and the starting quarterback was, you know, off taking some personal business, and you could tell just from interacting with the players and the coaches that they were very aware that their starting quarterback wasn't around. You go to the locker room yesterday, you know, we haven't seen them today in the locker room yet, but you go in the locker room yesterday, and you would never tell that this team was, you know, probably going to be playing a game without their starting quarterback. And that's not to discredit the love and confidence they obviously have in Jaden. I think it's to emphasize the confidence they have in understanding that it's truly a team sport. And you know, Marcus being in there, like, if they lose this game, it's not going to solely be because Marcus Mariota played.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. David Harrison with us here on the hotline, host of Locked On Commanders and a digital beat writer for WUSA9. Follow him on Twitter, dharrison82. The offense gets all the headlines, but the defense took the bigger step back in week two. What do they need to improve on most offensively?
Execution. That's really what it boils down to. And, like, you know, to a certain extent, that's more frustrating, I think, for Joe Witt Jr. because, and this is something I just asked him in his press conference, like, you know, how did he feel about the communication? Were the checks made, the right checks to make? Were they made at the right time? And he actually almost answered me, like, that was a dumb question. He's like, yeah, they were all, you know what I mean? But that just shows the communication's there. The knowledge, the adjustments, and the defensive call, they're there. And it's there so much to the point where the D coordinator is like, I don't even know why we would ask about were the right checks made. Of course the right checks were made. So what that really means is, at the end of the day, every man on the field, all 11 dudes, make the right move, make the right play based on the check, right? Like, when the check comes through, just do your job within that check, and we're going to be okay. And that's good news. Like, that, like, coming out of Thursday night, that's incredibly frustrating, right? Because it's like if there's a lack of knowledge, a lack of communication, no, we didn't have him in the right place, then it's kind of more fundamentally messed up. But at the same time, you kind of feel better about the defense messing up because it's like, okay, well, there's a complicated kind of analysis to why this went wrong. But it's really simplistic. It's this check was made. I, as this linebacker or this safety or this corner, whoever it was that messed up the play in the current rep, I just didn't do my part of the check. That's easier to correct, you know what I mean? But I think it's more frustrating that it happened in the first place. So kind of has a double-edged, you know, sword to it. But that's why I'm not really too concerned about it because, you know, I think that those things were all identified in real time, reiterated after the fact, and worked on all week here in Ashburn.
What do you think went into this week of practice? I mean, it's kind of speculation, but like, so the offense, which was so good last year, goes 3-and-out against the Packers, 3-and-out against the Packers. Just the worst first quarter you could have asked for on Thursday night on the road. And I was thinking, all right, well, this is a great opportunity to get on the practice field and work things out. But Jaden's not on the practice field, right? So it ends up being, well, you're switching quarterbacks, but then you're also trying to get better at the scripted plays to start the game. I mean, do you have confidence that will come out and have a successful first drive down the field?
I think I'm confident that they can, right? Whether they will or not, certainly the Raiders will have something to say about that as well. I think that the important thing is even with Marcus out there getting, you know, first team reps and all those things, like the linemen where you should have blocked down better, where you didn't feel off better, that can be worked on regardless of who the quarterback is. The receivers getting into their routes, their breaks in a more timely fashion, or trying to create more separation, that can be worked on, et cetera, down the line. And when you're Cliff Kingsbury as well, like, I think that's kind of an important part of the process is you have coaching staff that also self-scouts every single game, and Cliff now goes back to the drawing board, so to speak, and says, okay, why did the Packers, you know, why were the Packers able to kind of anticipate a lot of things that we were trying to do in that first drive or that second drive, and what can I do to change things up without getting so cute that you trick yourself, right? And that's kind of the rub here when you're trying to adjust your game plan is not out-dueling yourself. Because honestly, against Green Bay, I felt like a lot of things that Cliff did, not necessarily that first or second drive specifically, but just throughout the game, kind of did some of the defensive job for them. And I think the important thing coming into this game is don't do anything for the Raiders that they haven't done for themselves.
David, really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 and now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show live and local till 3 p.m. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's the Patio Show here on a Thursday, September 18th, broadcasting live from River City Rollin' Scott's Edition. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Extended open early here Thursdays and Fridays, starting at 12 noon, so you can come on down, grab a beer, get some bowling in, enjoy the pizza. It's banging, the wings are good, and you can watch the show here on Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And we'll get back into the game in about 15 minutes on the Richmond Commander, and we'll ask you, can they win with Marcus Mariota as QB1? But I wanted to look into what's going on in Richmond this weekend. We've got Stubb running the ones and twos. What's up, Stubby? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Do you know about the Oktoberfest in Richmond?
October? I did not know that that was happening.
It is one of my favorite things. It's the St. Benedict Oktoberfest, like right in the fan area there. It is going on, I believe it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I love to go on Saturday. It's like the perfect thing to do all day Saturday, September 20th. But it's just a great time. Like, the beer is good. I know they have good brats. They have, like, good cutlets as well. So the food is good. And the best part is watching the beer stein holding competition. And I want to bring this to Football Festival. Maybe we can next year, but it deserves to be at the St. Benedictine Oktoberfest in Richmond that's been going around, I think, for 23 years now. It's a fantastic event. I have a great time there. And so when I went last year, I watched the Stein Holding competition, and this monster of a human being won, and won easily. And I interviewed him afterwards, and I found out he was a offensive lineman for the Richmond Spiders football team. And he, I think, had just graduated, was there with his girlfriend, and he won the Stein Holding competition. But I will certainly be going back to that this weekend. And I am going to try to interview the winner once again. It is a ton of fun. It's right there in the Museum District in Richmond. Do you have anything on your to-do list this weekend?
Yes. I mean, it's technically work, but it's the show I've been most excited for all season. Steve Martin and Martin Short are coming to Allianz on Saturday night. Two of the greatest comedians of all time working together, doing stand-up. I cannot wait.
What is it? Only Murders in the Building?
I mean, Steve Martin and Martin Short have been a duo forever. I mean, that's just their thing right now.
Yeah.
They've also been touring together for a couple years doing stand-up. I mean, but these guys are like all-time classic comedy duo.
Absolutely. So is this the first comedy duo that's been at Allianz?
Yeah, so actually on Monday, Weird Al's showing up, although that's music. Oh, you didn't know?
Like on this past Monday or next Monday?
Next Monday, 22nd. Weird Al.
Oh, I gotta get there. We have to get Weird Al on the show. I am weirdly a super fan of Weird Al. Baloney is one of my favorite songs.
He rocks. Steve Martin and Martin Short are some of the the goats. I love them. Weird Al created his own genre of music. Those are the two shows. Next two shows I'm working, and I am just unbelievably excited to be working them.
Yeah, Weird Al was in the news recently because they had him on SpongeBob. I didn't even know SpongeBob was still going on, but he did like a different version of the theme song. It was like
Tom, Patrick maybe,
squared, small pants. It was kind of funny.
He's been doing voice work for kids' cartoons forever. Like, he has so many cameos and so many things.
That's awesome. You know, speaking of comedies, we might not have time for Netflix later, so I wanted to bring this up right now. I have been really enjoying the Charlie Sheen documentary on Netflix. You get to see all the behind the scenes of the star of Two and a Half Men, which was a big part of my adolescence, like me growing up. I kind of was obsessed with that show, and the fact that it was always on and it lasted so long that you saw the half a man, the kid from Two and a Half Men, grow and become a full adult. And so the stories from this documentary are so good. I did not know, and Stubb, I'm not sure you knew this either, even though you're a big movie fan. All right, we all know about Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen. I did not know that when they were growing up, when they were like 15, they had like a Super 8 camera and they would film their own movies, and they had George Clooney, Nicolas Cage, and Sean Penn in their friend group. And they were all like 16 or 17. And I thought that was so cool. It was like my favorite part of the documentary.
Oh, that is really cute, especially if they have footage of that. I did not know that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I found out through the doc that Nick Cage and Charlie Sheen became like really close friends, and Sean Penn was like in their friend group. He was more friends, I think, with Emilio Estevez because he was older. But it's just the whole family, it's really cool. And you kind of understand what happened to Charlie Sheen. I mean, he gets a role in Platoon, and he's an unknown, and then they win Best Picture. And then he's the hottest thing in Hollywood. And what happens when you become the hottest thing in Hollywood? You end up getting into drugs and alcohol, and it certainly affected him. He is now 7 years sober, which is cool, but you kind of got the vibe in the documentary that he's done this before. He's done like 3 years sober, and then he has a setback. So hopefully he can stay sober, but it is like, it's a 10 out of 10. Like, I didn't think it would be nearly as good as it is. There's a lot of really cool stories in there about the life of Charlie Sheen.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Anything you wanted to bring up?
I've been watching Netflix. The newest season of Peacemaker. I've been catching up on it. It's pretty good. It's not blown me away, but the first season didn't either. If you like the first season, I think you'll like the second one. By far, the highlight has been Tim Meadows. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they have this bit where he has bird blindness, so he can't tell different kinds of birds when he looks at them. It's really funny. But if you like the first season, I'd check out the second.
Tim Meadows is like an Adam Sandler guy, right? He's
an SNL.
Like he shows up in all of those.
SNL guy, Adam Sandler guy, kind of that range.
Yeah, no, he's a great actor. He's 64 years old now. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So Marcus Mariota or Jaden Daniels on Sunday. To be honest, David Harrison kind of popped my balloon on playing Jaden Daniels this weekend. Just kind of ruined my mood there because I was really expecting him to just play. But we will have to prepare for either quarterback, just like the Raiders will have to prepare for either quarterback. Either one, I need to see an inspiring defensive performance. Michael's talked about this. There's just no excuses for the defensive side of the ball. You're talking about a Vegas team that has an average quarterback in Geno Smith, a rookie running back in Ashton Jeanty, who they're going to need to test in pass protection. Like, send Bobby Wagner up the middle early in this game and make sure that Jeanty can protect Geno Smith. And really, they also don't have a fully 100% Brock Bowers. So it's a matchup that I think our defense should win, especially given they're at home and they're going to need to play a lot better than they did last week against Green Bay. Like, how do you win with a backup quarterback? You need everybody to step up. All three phases need to play better, and you need to get complimentary football. How do you help Marcus Mariota? Let's get a damn turnover and get him the ball inside of the 50. How do you help Marcus Mariota? If he has a decent drive that stalls at the 30, we need Matt Gay to kick it straight from 45 or 50. Like, complimentary football was not in display at all against the Packers. There was one example in which Tressway had a terrific punt. They had the Packers pinned deep, and then we let them go the length of the field. Like, when you have a great punt like that, you need to pin a team deep, you need to get a three and out, and then your offense will then get the ball pretty much at the 40 or 50, and then they need to turn that into points. Like, the complementary football is going to what needs to come to better come together here in all three phases for Washington to get the win 1 p.m. Sunday against the Vegas Raiders. You'll hear it in its entirety here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. Can Marcus Mariota beat the Raiders? It's the question of the day on the Richmond Commander coming up next.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.